Hey friends, Chloe and Michael here, the founders of Mindfully Loved and your co-hosts of the Mindfully Loved podcast.
Created with our love of discussing all things healing, growth and slow living, we hope to inspire your own journey toward being a better parent, partner and person.
Join us for both interview and discussion-based episodes designed to challenge those unhelpful thought patterns and inspire the positive and sustainable change you need right now.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Mindfully Loved podcast with Chloe and Michael. Today, we will be talking about gratitude.
Yes, gratitude. I'm personally very passionate about this topic, and it's something that I've been teaching my clients and kids at school for many, many years. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of gratitude and how we can incorporate it in our daily lives, as well as some of the, I guess, downfalls, you would say, of gratitude and how we can tackle those as well.
Yeah, definitely. We use it quite a bit, I suppose, in our daily life and through our whole growth journey and healing journey. So why don't we start with just mentioning what gratitude is, or what gratitude means to us as well.
Yeah. Well, so gratitude is a positive emotion. You know, I really see and I believe that gratitude is just an emotion like happiness, anger, sadness. So it is a positive emotion that involves us being thankful and being appreciative of others, ourselves and our environment. And, you know, there's a lot of research that shows us that there's a lot of benefits on our mental and physical health as well. And we know that when we are feeling grateful, when we feel grateful, we have that appreciation for others, and that brings that kindness, that brings that love, that warmth within us. It kind of builds a muscle that we tend to work on more and more and then tap into much quicker and easier.
I think we'll probably mention quite a few times throughout this podcast that gratitude is a muscle. It very much is a muscle. It's a muscle that needs to be trained. Gratitude to us, I suppose, is that our way of expressing appreciation for the things that we have in life and for the things that we've experienced. It can be a fantastic perspective shifter or a perspective builder, in the sense that, and probably this is the application that I've found throughout my life as well, is in shifting your perspective by through reflection, which eventually turns into that mindful moment reflection as well. In this moment right now, what can I experience it from it? What am I taking from this situation? We will experience various hardships throughout our life. We'll experience various difficulties and events and traumas that will challenge us in particular ways. And I'll get to this a little bit later. It's not to discredit these events. It's not a tool used to block out the feeling of these events by way of comparison, in a sense, as well. But it certainly is a process in which we can create a perspective that is built off finding and reflecting on the positive things.
What I usually say is we actually retrain our brain to focus on those little joys on our daily lives, to those little appreciative moments. And it's exactly the opposite of what we do when we start to train our body into focusing on the negative things that are happening around us, focusing, ruminating on the past, worrying about the future. So it's really kind of the opposite of that, in focusing and being able to identify the little things in our life that we do that might warm up our heart, that might make us giggle, put a smile on our face, when we feel that warmth within our tummy, when we start really recognizing all those little things in our daily life that make us feel that joy within us.
Unfortunately, there are a great many tips and tricks and techniques we'll cover off at some stage as well with regards to how we can continue to train this muscle. It is a long-term journey, just as growth, all of growth and healing is as well. But there are some really particular benefits and reasons why this is a muscle that we'd want to train. So I know it's been studied time and time again.
So many studies on it.
So grateful that we have a wealth of journaled articles that tell us a little bit more about what it may benefit. Anything from stress, anything from sleeping better, anything from our physical health.
Oh, exactly. So, you know, we have studies that show us that practicing gratitude makes us happier, improves our sleep, boosts our immunity, you know, makes us feel those positive emotions more regularly, more intensely, increases our self-esteem, It helps with suicidal thoughts, you know, it helps with depression, it helps with anxiety, it helps with building and making our relationships stronger, you know, romantic relationships, our friendships. It just helps with connecting with others as well. There's so many benefits with it, and there's so many studies that we can see the benefit from it. So it's something that we can start implementing in our daily life today, and we can start small. However, before we jump into that, I would love to know, I guess, let our listeners know more about your experience, because I know it took you a while to jump on the gratitude wagon and you struggled a little bit with it. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I suppose I had to define a little bit what gratitude not just meant, but meant to me personally. Yeah. Growing up, I think, particularly through a few of those challenging years for my mental health, going through a period of depression, I more so used gratitude as a comparison point, as I mentioned earlier, in reasoning as to why I shouldn't be feeling the way I'm feeling, if that makes sense. Yeah. So to me, gratitude was, it was very much looking at people in more difficult positions or in worse positions and saying, I need to be grateful for my circumstance. I need to be grateful for my situation and where I'm at, because I'm not in a great deal of poverty. I have food on the table. I have a roof over my head. Therefore, I should be feeling grateful. So it became a should statement.
So there was a lot of shame and guilt attached to it.
Certainly. Yeah. It became a should statement, became an expectation, and another place to another area to place pressure on myself, I suppose, which is quite a significant deal. So it took quite a while for me to really grasp what gratitude meant to me. It wasn't that it wasn't readily available to me, something I've always found and something I really do want to share as well with the benefits of gratitude is expressing that to others quite regularly, and how we express that quite others to others regularly. I know within myself, you know, I've always enjoyed hearing when I've helped other people in a particular way, whether it's just bringing half a smile to their day, whether it's you know, helping them with a particular task or whatever it is, hearing them recognize that and say, hey, thanks for helping me with this. Not just your hey, thanks, you know, but the actual, hey, this really helped.
And how it made you feel.
This helped my day. This brought a smile to my face. This made me feel a particular way. It's always been a really powerful form of recognition and acknowledgement for me, something that's really boosted me up. So for me, I've always wanted to give to others what it is that I want to get back in return. So for me, it became a very much key for me when I do feel positively impacted by someone else to really make a big deal of that. Hey, thanks so much. That actually really meant a lot to me. This changed my day in this way. And you know, while again, I may have used it for a period of time in an overcompensatory way, it really has these amazing benefits in how we can express and share our love and gratitude to other people.
Yeah, for sure. And personally, I think I could easily say that my mental health has improved so much because I brought gratitude within my life, and it's been helping me tackle adversity in a very powerful way through gratitude. And what you said exactly, you're not the only one. We see a lot of people that might struggle to find things that are grateful for, and therefore do feel that guilt, that shame. I should, you know, have something to be grateful for. There's people that have it much worse than me. I have a house, I have a bed to sleep in, and I'm still not feeling this gratitude or not really identifying what other things. So it's really important to start small. It's really important to start slow when you start incorporating, you know, gratitude within your life, and just see it as a, you know, as a muscle. See it as retraining of your brain. Yeah. So start small. Start with just identifying different people in your life that you want to thank, and include something else rather than just say thank you or thank you so much. Thank you so much for. It made me feel. Really start incorporating feeling within it, how it makes you feel within your body. Because that brings awareness within your body, or in how that act of kindness or that action or behavior that person did for you, how did that make you feel? So you bring that connection within your body. So I guess why are we, you know, bringing this so much in attention right now, you know, especially for future parents? We truly see this skill, I guess this emotion, this skill, this practice, this habit.
This muscle,
exactly, as such an important thing to incorporate in our lives, especially as you're moving into transition to new parenthood. Especially when you have so many changes happening around you, especially when you start raising a child. Being able to raise a child within a gratitude environment, a grateful environment, it's so important. Because again, what you're teaching them, it's a skill, a practice, a muscle that for them will be so much easier to incorporate into their lives. So what are some things that we can do? How can we start with gratitude and how can we incorporate things? I know with you when we first started, and that was years ago, talking about gratitude was all, let's write three things that we're grateful for. And I know you struggled a little bit. Or let's talk about three things that you're grateful for. Even just vocalizing it out loud, you were like, I'm happy to just write it myself. But even that, I know like it removed that feeling, and that's what you mentioned, like it removed that feeling of how it felt within your body. So when you're starting your gratitude journey, some things that you might find beneficial is just starting with how you're feeling while you're going for a walk, while you're driving. Expand your awareness, you know, take a moment to really look around you and, you know, stop and observe what's around you. Look at the trees, look at the clouds, look at the birds, tree, flowers, and kind of notice how that's making you feel. Very, very simple things, you know, and then start incorporating, you know, that when you're having your favorite drink during the day, when you're eating your favorite meal, when you're hanging out with people that you enjoy or love. Mm. It's really about coming back to the present moment and observing what's going on around you. When you stop and observe where you actually are, what you're doing, what's around you, you can't help it but feel immense gratitude with your surroundings.
I think everything you said about feel to me is really applicable. I always find, and you know, things we've discussed before, I always find the benefit in finding a meaning or a feeling in something that I'm doing. It helps me draw connection to it and make it applicable to what I'm doing. So it is a very powerful exercise, you know, and another brief thing we'll mention, to put three things down at the end of every day, three things that you're grateful for. It's a really powerful tool in helping you train yourself to begin to recognize these feelings and things that you're grateful for. Again, really, rather than it just becoming another exercise, which perhaps, you know, being someone who enjoys writing was something that came quite easy to me. I became very good at finding the things I can be grateful for and putting it down on a whiteboard or a piece of paper or whatever it is. But to actually draw my connection to it is something that I found challenging too. Further to what you said, I think this is a really powerful tool is, we are, you know, through this process of gratitude training, trying to train a muscle that helps us to draw back and recognize the things that make us happy. Now, in the present moment, just as you mentioned, whether we're with friends or whether we're with other company, but let's say in particular with friends, we're sitting there and every so often you know, something happens, makes you laugh, makes you smile, you know, a moment happens that deep down you sort of go, I recognize this as something that really feels good with inside of me. Practicing your ability to not just say thank you to the other person that you're with that helped facilitate and bring that moment about, but rather than just saying, hey, thanks, that made me laugh, saying, hey, thanks, I needed that laugh today, and the way that you addressed it in this way, or hey, thanks, you know, and really applying that feeling to how it has reacted inside your body is a really strong level in drawing connection. What it will do to the other person as well will be, you know, just as, if not more beneficial than what it does to yourself.
Yeah, I love that. Mm. And what you mentioned just before about writing things that you, three things that you're grateful for. I think a lot of people find that hard as well because they start with, okay, I'm grateful for. It's a very basic, I guess, question or sentence to start with. So, you know, encourage yourself and challenge yourself to expand on those questions and really kind of ask yourself, what made me smile today? What made me feel joyful inside? What made my heart feel warm or my tummy feel warm? What made me laugh hysterically today? What did I really enjoy doing today? So it might be as simple as having a cup of coffee in silence or outside, going for a quick walk, being able to text a friend that you haven't in a long time. Really focus on the small things. If you are going for a walk, focus on gratitude towards yourself. I'm grateful for my legs, for being able to help me. I'm grateful for my legs to be able to walk long distances without pain. There's endless things that you can find, little things. There's no right or wrong way. And if you are struggling, because there will be days it will be easier for you to find those three things, especially if we had a busy, stressful day. But allow yourself compassionately and non-judgmentally to sit there. Close your eyes, sit there, and just reflect on your day and really focus on those moments. Because we know, we might feel joyful or happy for a few seconds. And then sometimes that is enough to tap into those few seconds to see, okay, what was I doing? You might have seen a little bird, a colorful bird flying past, and you're like, oh, cool. Like, I haven't seen a bird like that. How awesome. So allowing yourself to focus on those little moments too. And as I say, if you're struggling to find it, take that time non-judgmentally, kindly, take a moment to kind of reflect. And you know what? If you can't find anything, you can always go back to, the very general one. So I'm grateful for being alive, for having a house, for having a family, for being healthy, for having a bed. The important part is consistency and continuing to do it. Because the more you do it, then you will find that your brain becomes, it's so much easier for your brain to recognize those little moments. And that's what is part of retraining our brain and growing our muscle. Being able to make it easier and easier for us to tap into those gratitude moments and eventually have that grateful feeling, emotion, part of us most of the day.
That is the absolute power of gratitude right there, and probably what resonates most with us with our gratitude training, and why I think that's the reason I show up to my gratitude training each and every day, is the ability then to really start to notice the little things that weren't as noticeable before when you're really trying to find those positives in the day. You do find yourself perhaps that first week or two of writing down a couple of ideas of gratitude at the end of the day, you do find yourself going, oh, did I say that one yesterday? And you're finding the real broader things and the big picture, and you're going, okay, yeah, it's nice that the sun is out, and it's nice that, I got to go for a walk. And these are really amazing things to be grateful for. But once you start to really stretch yourself and dig deep and explore where it is that you actually felt those micro, whether it's micro moments of happiness or whether it's, just those brief glimpses of, this had a really positive sort of impact on me in a particular way, it can be just about anything. That regular training really helps start to bring that to light. And then it's not just a matter of waiting for, that half an hour before bed where you go, I'll make myself write down these three things. But it's a moment in the middle of the day where, you're in the midst of something that's stressful or busy, and you're going, geez, I just don't want to be in this situation. I don't want to be doing this right now. Bang. This just little micro moment pops up and goes, but you know what? I am grateful that I can work. I'm grateful that I can be here. That's what that regular training really starts to create.
Yeah. And again, we go back to doing it non-judgmentally, compassionately. Being able, it's not about, at least I have a job.
Yes.
It's not that way. It's kind of recognizing, okay, in the grand scheme of things, yes, it's busy, work is busy, I have a work. But it's really giving you control back into your life. Because once you feel that, I have a job, I'm grateful because I do have a job, but also recognizing, okay, I have a job, so I'm in control. What can I do right now to turn around this emotion? And, speaking about emotions, we know that feeling fear, it's one of those emotions that really drain us, feeling scared, having that fear constantly. And gratitude, it's really the antidote for fear. The same thing with anger. But, so we can't feel gratitude and fear at the same time. We can't feel gratitude and anger at the same time. So this is where gratitude becomes such an important and empowered emotion to feel and start practicing within our lives. And, there's so many different ways, we said about stopping and becoming aware of your surroundings, becoming back to the present moment. You could talk about it with your family, have a time a day where you chat about and reflecting on your day, and you chat about things that made you smile, laugh, a book that you read, a movie that you watched and you enjoyed. And, you can even just write it down in your journal. you can also visualize it. And I know for you, Mark, what's your favorite part of doing that? So I don't know if you want to talk about that, but visualizing gratitude moments.
Yeah.
Grateful moments.
Grateful moments, yeah. I do want to particularly emphasize, visualization works for me quite strongly, I suppose. That's something we'll explore in our own individual journeys and base it off, you know, our learning styles as well, what really sort of resonates with us, whether it's the written word, whether it's a projected word, whether it's a, you know, audio, whether it's, you know, however it is, there's different, really different ways and really amazing ways that we can practice creating an environment of gratitude. For me personally, as you said, I'm great at writing and I can quite easily pop something down on a piece of paper. It's when I connect and draw myself to it and find the meaning within it that I find real great power. So my gratitude training really leveled up when I started using visualization-based exercises. It's one thing for me to have to think of a couple of new things each day that I'm grateful for. It's another thing completely to create a visualization of various things, different things that I'm grateful for. Not just that, but putting myself in the place that I was at that time so I can feel it. You know, I have particular moments that are proud moments, that are happy moments, that are things I can be really grateful for. When I'm able to actually step back and practice, you know, it's not always the clearest the first time. It can be quite difficult. Mm. I think I remembered seeing this and this here and maybe feeling this. As you go through it, you really start to create that strong picture for yourself. But to resonate back, to flick back and go, okay, I remember that time. I remember what I was looking at. I remember my partner's eyes. I remember the feeling that went, you know, started in my chest and went down into my stomach. I remember those sorts of things. Try and not smile, you know. I shouldn't say that at all. Try and smile the whole way through. But this is something that's really going to bring that smile to the forefront, whether you want it to or not, if you can really find sort of the gratitude in these moments. So there's a variety of different tools and exercises and ways that people can do this depending on what sort of really works for them. So visualization is one. Writing down is another. Another one I want to quickly throw out there is also thank you notes. If you do enjoy writing in any respect whatsoever, or you do struggle to tell someone how you feel about them or how they've made you feel, and it's not an old form that doesn't, you know, have an application in this day and age. Write someone a thank you note. Watch it absolutely change their day.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be long.
No,
just a few sentences. Yeah, a little quick text, a quick email. But yeah, thank you notes are very powerful. And you know, I guess for our listeners that are moving into parenthood, the importance of teaching gratitude into our kids early in the early years, it's so powerful. And I know, you know, gratitude is something that now schools are starting to incorporate again. But I think where we're lacking is the ability to really bring that emotion rather than telling them, okay, it's gratitude time, three things I'll be grateful for, and really explaining what that means and that you don't just have to answer that question. If you Google grateful questions, you know, or questions for gratitude exercises, there's going to be so many questions that come up for you, and you can use that as little prompts if you're stuck and you don't know what to talk about. So with kids, it's really important to start early. I know we have some listeners now that they have older kids, but you know, picking them up from the school instead of asking them, you know, oh, what were you grateful for today? Ask them, what made you laugh today? How did you feel when you were eating, you know, your favorite snack? Because I know you've, you know, put your favorite snack. During lunchtime, what did you enjoy around? What did you notice around the playground? You know, start incorporating all the senses within them. Something that's been coming up a lot, and I know we've talked about, is when we teach our kids to say thank you, you know, and it's something that we grew up kind of say, you know, what do we say? Say the magic words, you know.
Thank you, auntie. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Exactly. And it's always just that you have to be polite and you have to respond with thank you. And first of all, we know that kids learn, you know, those questions by modeling, first of all, you know. So if that's something that you want your kids to practice more, start using it more yourself. And add the extra layer. Instead of saying thank you constantly, just say thank you for that made me feel, you know, really explain and really show your gratitude with your feelings, with your emotions. And, you know, if you are in the part where you are trying to teach your children gratitude and how to, for them to say thank you more, rather than in just pushing them to say thank you, encourage them to think how our present made them feel, how grandma making me a hot chocolate made me feel, how you giving them a bath or tucking them into bed made them feel. Really kind of tap into those emotions, like, okay, you're drinking your hot chocolate. How does it make you feel having a cool hot chocolate with a marshmallow in it? You know, and talk about those emotions. Like, okay, so you feel happy, you feel warm, you feel excited to have it. Do you want to go tell grandma how that made you feel? So really incorporate those emotions associated with gratitude rather than just go say thank you. This is the important, this is the core, you know, meaning of gratitude rather than just the words.
And as you said, the modeling could not be more important in how we are creating that environment around our children as well. So it's really great to stimulate the conversation by asking those feel-based questions, what they're observing at home. And you know, I'll could not overstate this enough, but what they're witnessing at home when you're discussing things, not just with your partner, but with others in general, with the postman, it doesn't really matter, going down to the shops and the person that you're speaking to there. We do really often speak about and reward and recognize our ability to speak up when things are wrong. And this is something that our children are being witnessed to, particularly at home as well. If I'm not happy that the dishes weren't done, or I'm not happy that the house, you know, whatever it is, they might often see us vocalize that. How often are they seeing us vocalize the contrast?
Yes.
I'm so grateful that I woke up today and, you know, you'd already been up doing this or that. I'm so grateful that you got up and got the kids up and got them ready to, you know, for school. Your children witnessing you have that conversation with your significant other,
of course,
is really, you know, this forms so many layers beyond gratitude as well, just in regards to appreciation, respect, and understanding, and the way we speak with other people. Hugely powerful.
Yes, so important. And so we encourage all of you to start incorporating, you know, one of those things that we've mentioned. Challenge yourself. It might be challenge yourself to expand more on your thank yous and kind of adding on to, like, thank you for, make me feel. It might be start visualizing things or writing things down. It might be incorporating it into your ritual every day, you know, during dinner time. Let's talk about things that made us feel a certain way today. Let's talk about things that we enjoy doing today. Really, let's start practicing. Let's start exercising that gratitude muscle and start retraining our brain moving forward.
So I think a really fitting way to finish this off is to just say, I am extremely grateful that you have stuck with us throughout throughout this episode, throughout all of our podcasts, throughout all of our posts and intentions and our mission. Really grateful to have you here, to have you around us, and to have you providing support.
Yeah, thank you so much. It really makes us feel that we are giving back to you all. It makes us feel that, you know, we have a purpose here in life, and we just love every minute of it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening, and until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.